For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Lila Siskind. You're listening to Daybreak. Today, we cover a demonstration for the removal of a Princeton research fellow, the arrest of 13 individuals on Princeton's campus, Tony Award nominations, and a commitment by the G7 to phase out coal use. It's Wednesday, May 1st. Last Friday, a demonstration was held outside Fitz Randolph Gate on Nassau Street, calling for the removal of Princeton University research fellow Syed Hussein Mousavian. Around 40 people gathered for the occasion to demand that Mousavian be fired as a result of his alleged ties to the Iranian regime. To hear more about this, I sat down with Associate News Editor Olivia Sanchez.
My name is Olivia Sanchez, and I'm an Associate News Editor.
Awesome, thank you. And can you tell me a little bit about the background for the demonstration?
Sure. So Mousavian was Iran's ambassador to Germany from 1990 to 1997. And during his time as ambassador, 23 Iranian dissidents were killed throughout Europe. And the most infamous incident was in 1992, the Mykonos restaurant assassinations in Berlin, where three dissidents and their translator were killed by a member of Iranian intelligence. But there are quite a few people who believe that Mousavian was responsible for those assassinations.
Got it. Thank you. And could you tell me about what happened at the protest?
Okay. It was peaceful. Nothing really happened. They chanted, "Fire Mousavian, not on our campus, not in our name," which is interesting because none of the protesters were students. So that stuck out to me.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can read more of Sanchez's reporting at dailyprincetonian.com or via the link in our show notes. In campus news, 13 people were arrested late Monday afternoon after temporarily occupying Clio Hall, home to Princeton University's Graduate School Administration. At around 4:30 p.m. on Monday, a group of protesters who were part of the Gaza Solitary Encampment in Mikash Courtyard marched towards Clio Hall, where at least 15 of them entered the building. According to an Instagram post from Princeton Israeli Apartheid Divest, the protesters sought to force negotiations with the university regarding their demands for divestment from companies and universities affiliated with Israel. After occupying the building for almost an hour, the protesters were arrested and removed from the building before onlooking protesters moved the sit-in from the Mikash courtyard to Cannon Green outside Clio. In a statement emailed to the university community on Monday night, University President Christopher Eisgruber called the occupation, quote, "completely unacceptable." A marshal for the Gaza Solitary Encampment responded on behalf of protesters, saying that, quote, "we are going to make sure that President Eisgruber understands that we are here to stay." In national news, on Tuesday, nominations for the 77th Tony Awards were announced by past award winners Jesse Tyler Ferguson and Renee Elise Goldsberry. Of the 36 eligible Broadway shows, 28 received at least one nomination. Alicia Keys' semi-autobiographical musical, Hell's Kitchen, and David Adjmi's play, Stereophonic, about a rock band recording a studio album, each received 13 nominations, the most of any nominated show this year. Six Princeton faculty members and alumni also received nominations, including Jane Cox, the director of the program in theater, who was nominated for Best Lighting Design of a Play for Appropriate, and Jeff Cooperman, class of 2012, for Best Choreography in The Outsiders. In international news, yesterday, G7 Energy and Environment Ministers committed to phase out coal power by 2035 during a meeting held in Turin, Italy. The G7, or Group of Seven, is the group of seven leading industrialized nations comprising Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States. The decision marks the first phase-out referenced by the G7, but still left flexibility for countries that still rely on coal. According to the communique from the meeting, the 2035 deadline could be adjusted to a, quote, timeframe consistent with limiting the rise in global temperatures to 1.5 degrees Celsius, unquote, above pre-industrialized levels. Britain, France, Italy, and Canada are committed to phasing out their coal by no later than 2030. Additionally, the program lead at think tank E3G's Coal to Clean program, Pieter de Puys, stated that the United States and Germany, quote, are taking major steps towards a state, unquote, leaving Japan as the only G7 country currently without a designated phase-out date. Efforts to create a more sustainable campus for Princeton are also underway, with the university's current target being to achieve net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2046. Today, you can expect partially cloudy skies, with a high of 79 and a low of 52 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for Daybreak today. Today's episode was written by me, sound engineered by me, and produced under the 148th Managing Board of the Prince. Our theme was composed by Ed Horn, class of 22. For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Lila Siskind. Have a wonderful day.